reached the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Hello and welcome to the month of October and this new edition of PDGA Radio. Be prepared as we embark on a new program action-packed, running down the results from this past weekend's tournaments, along with telling you what's coming up for the weekend ahead, which is the last one before the year's final major. Also a whole bunch of disc golf news ahead this week, so stay right there. It's yet another weekly edition of PDGA Radio.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
The daylight is getting shorter out there, but they are still managing to hold lots of big disc golf events throughout the United States and internationally. This past weekend of September 26th and 27th was no exception, with more than 30 sanctioned events on the PDGA calendar, including a pair of A-tiers, one in Wisconsin and one in Illinois, where we start for the Hamilton Wildcat Springs Open. They assemble a huge, strong field of players, and in the end, it's Nico LaCastro holding out a win by one over Eric McCade. Avery Jenkins, another six throws back, followed by Nate Doss and Jay Redding. In the women's division, Liz Lopez and Valerie Jenkins tie for first. Rob Strasser won in Masters. And for the amateurs, it was Justin Atwater Taylor by two over Chad Nelson. Up north in Wisconsin, it was the Par 72 Fall Open at the Telemark Resort, with Kayla LaVisca winning for the second straight year this year by one over Kyle Pinkman and Mike Jarrett, who tied for second. Katie Schroeder won for the Pro Women, and Chris Jordan edges out Scott Reither to win by one in advanced. Checking out some B-tier results, we'll head out west to the great state of California, where they held three of them. First in Mesa for the Sun Valley Open, we find Dave Feldberg grabbing the win by five over Carlo Pelg and Steve Rico. In Truckee, they had the Sports Exchange Hula Bowl with Shay Lindick grabbing the win as a non-member. And in Vacaville, it was John Child getting a win. In Illinois, we'll find Jason McKinney winning the Shanahan Classic. Ronnie Turner got a win in Virginia at the Shenandoah Shag. Brad Schick won in a playoff over Tyler Horn in Pennsylvania. Paul Ulibarri won in Colorado. J.D. Ramirez beats out Miles Seaborn win in Texas. Ken Franks wins in Kansas. And in North Carolina, they had the 24th annual Sneaky Pete Classic, where it's Jeremy Kohling, the 2008 Amateur World Champion, coming out getting his biggest win of the year, maybe even as a pro. He wins by an impressive 10 throws over Brian Schwebiger and Cameron Todd, who tie for second, with Michael Johansson in fourth. For the amateurs there, it was Terry Gallops winning by eight over Nate Brewer. Running down some winners at the very C-tiers, J. Gary Dropcho won in Pennsylvania. John Fink and Chris Cortez both won in Texas. Gary Crowley won in New York. Russell Burns wins in Missouri over Coda Hatfield. Chris Mangus wins in Virginia. In Ohio, we find Rusty Ortman getting a win at the Hilltopper Open. Mike Henry wins in Michigan. And in Alabama, their flying disc state championships, it's Sean Aaron getting the win by six over Frank Randall. Now looking ahead at the disc golf schedule for the first weekend of October, the 3rd and 4th, we find the only tournament being recognized as an A-tier is the U.S. Doubles Championships in Charlotte, South Carolina. Serves as a precursor to next week's U.S. Championships in Rock Hill. Looking at the B-tiers, we'll find a pair of them in Texas with the Mesquite Open on Sunday and Oktoberfest, both days in Red Rock. The Capital City Challenge is in Illinois. The Willamette Open is in Oregon. The Tahoe Mountain Sports Pro-Am is in California. The 24th annual Can-Am Finals are in Ontario, Canada. And Tennessee holds the Rutherford Anniversary Tournament in Murfreesboro. For C-tiers, we find the Alabama Amateur Open, Greater Louisville Open, a couple of events in Iowa, along with the Minnesota Frisbee Association's Fall Championships, also this weekend. The International Disc Golf Center in Georgia holds the Champion Series event. We also have international events in Belgium, New Zealand, and two in Sweden. Others domestically in Nebraska, Arizona, Massachusetts, Florida, Colorado, Kansas, Michigan, Ohio, Kansas, Virginia, and South Dakota. The full calendar on PDGA.com. And don't forget that the 2009 U.S. DGC begins this next Wednesday, October 7th. Runs through the 10th. It's at Winthrop University in South Carolina. Sign up now online for your chance to view special daily internet TV coverage of the tournament. It's from DiscGolfPlanet.tv. More information from that also on PDGA.com. This is PDGA Radio. Your disc golf news is next.
Are you a PDGA member? No benefits of being a PDGA member. Well, let's run down the list of just some of the benefits available only to members of the Professional Disc Golf Association.
Hey, thanks, Billy. Some of those benefits include a free subscription to Disc Golfer Magazine, discounted tournament entry fees, official player ratings, discount with Enterprise Rent-A-Car, a vote in the annual elections, discounts at Wyndham Hotels, including Days Inn, Super 8, Howard Johnson, and Travelodge. Also a collectible members-only golf disc and a free membership to Disc Golf United.
Yes, all this and more can be yours just by becoming a member of the PDGA today. For more information on how you and your family can become members of the Professional Disc Golf Association and help support disc golf, visit PDGA.com.
Welcome back into PDGA Radio, where it's time for this week's disc golf news. Starting in Spearfish, South Dakota, from the Black Hills Pioneer, where it appears they could soon have a new disc golf course on a 300-acre piece of land. The city there also agreed to spend $4,500 to fund 9 holes of the course, matching what the local Countryside Disc Golf Club had previously raised for their own 9 holes. They also agreed to do all of the installation and maintenance for the course if the South Dakota Department of Game, Fish, and Parks approves the plan. On to Blaine, Minnesota, where Maria Elena Blacka wrote in the Minneapolis Star Tribune that the 9-hole course being developed there in Loch Ness Park is now ready to play, even if a few finishing touches are still to come. The course has been in the works for a couple of years now, but the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency had canceled earlier plans for a full 18-hole course that would have climbed up a hill in the park. But it's a capped landfill containing a pile of asphalt, concrete, and other debris from a 30-year-old interstate road construction project, and they had concerns about disturbing that landfill. So organizers went back to the drawing board, making a 9-hole course built at 3 skill levels following a mile-long trail around the base of the hill. Now on to Odessa, Texas. According to a story written by Jeff Folsom on the Odessa American Online website, the Odessa City Council recently voted to allocate funds from the city's hotel and motel tax fund in the amount of $1,500 to a local disc golf tournament. Final amount, though, is way down from the original request of $22,000. High hopes. The disc golf organization, which made the request in conjunction with the City Parks Department, is hosting a tournament in October at Comanche Trail Park. Organizer Justin Cartwright said the tournament drew 50 players last year, and he's hoping for 80, maybe 100, thanks to the council's help. And finally, this week, I'll take you to Winona, Minnesota, for a doubles tournament I attended this past weekend and ran a brief clinic. It was run by their local group of radio stations and a former employer of mine. They were making this their first venture into the world of disc golf after many years of running traditional ball golf tournaments as part of their station promotions. After the tournament, I spoke with the tournament director, Les Skidarian, but why they decided to try out disc golf this year.
PDGA Radio here in Winona, Minnesota, where they just wrapped up their first annual Disc Golf Classic. It was hosted by Winona Radio, a former employer of mine. I'm here with Les Kedarian, who set it up and ran it all today. Overall, how did things go today, Les?
Steve, we were just very, very pleased with the turnout. I mean, we were looking for 72 players. We actually ended up having 74. And the weather was kind of funky at first. We thought we didn't know what to expect, and it turned out to be a sunny, beautiful day. It couldn't have been better. I mean, we were just so happy. We normally have, as you know, every year we have a regular golf tournament. We've had that for 10 years. We know that disc golf is just getting so popular, we decided to do a disc golf tournament this year, and we didn't know what to expect, and wow, it turned out to be fantastic. We're very, very happy, and we plan to be back again next year.
Now, you had a lot of great support from the community, giving you a lot of great prizes. You had a great prize for a potential hole-in-one. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we did. We had a motor scooter that we were going to be giving away, and we took it to number 18, hole 18, which we thought was a doable hole. I mean, you never know, but we wanted to be able to make it possible, obviously. I know that they got close. It didn't end up getting it, but we had a $1,300 scooter that we were prepared to give away, obviously. Didn't happen, though.
All right. Well, you said it's a success. You're going to be doing it again next year, so maybe we'll check it out again next year. Thanks, Les.
Thank you.
Again, that was Les Kedarian, sales manager there at Winona Radio. Coincidentally, I had the last throw of the day on that 18th hole. It was a 285-foot hole with a tree line on the left, some low overhanging branches, kind of forces a low hyzer. So, my T-bird came up just short, thought I had a chance at it for a little bit, settled for about pin high, 15 feet left, took the birdie. Didn't win, though. Second place, one shot off, but good time by my partner and I. No scooter for me, though. Wouldn't have fit in my trunk anyways. But thanks again to all the sponsors and everyone down there in Winona who attended my informal clinic. Maybe you learned something, you never know. And everyone listening this week, thanks a lot. I am Steve Kaczynski for PDGA Radio. Until next week, where I'll have some of the early results from the USDGC. May all of you have a happy week of disc golf fun.
It's at PDGAstore.com.
Visit the PDGA store today for your disc golf shopping needs. Find great prices on tournament supplies, instructional books, and DVDs. Or look through the fine selection of PDGA clothing, apparel, and accessories.
You can find it all at PDGAstore.com.
Place an order for your copy of the latest World Championships DVD. Join or renew your PDGA membership for 2009. Then take the online tournament director and officials test. And finally, grab a copy of the newly updated 21st edition PDGA course directory.
Yes, it's all at PDGAstore.com.
Thanks for listening to PDGA Radio, your weekly source for disc golf news and information. Your story ideas, comments, and feedback about the program is always welcome. You can email us at pdgaradio@pdga.com. Sponsorship partners and advertising opportunities are also available with PDGA Radio. Please contact the PDGA office for more details. And again, thanks for listening. The PDGA Radio.
Goodbye.